This is an iHeart podcast. Guaranteed human.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Let's have some fun on a Monday. And it's going to be a great Monday. It's going to be fun and funny and offensive. We've got Medal of Honor Monday coming up an hour from now. We have to talk a bit more about illegal children. Illegal children who are being harmed by the razor wire, according to the New York Post. We'll talk about that. Bob Menendez stuff here in a couple minutes. Our medical institutions are all a bunch of liars. The government's shutting down. The FBI stole a bunch of money. Joe Biden sucks. All that and so much more. We're going to do a bunch of emails, too. All that's coming up tonight on the world-famous Jesse Kelly Show. Okay, so The news that's still making the rounds, I guess I should put it that way, is Bob Menendez. The Bob Menendez news. You know, senator from New Jersey. You know, the senator from New Jersey who's in a little bit of trouble.
Today I'm announcing that my office has obtained a 3-count indictment charging Senator Robert Menendez, his wife Nadine Menendez, and 3 New Jersey businessmen, Wael Hanna, Jose Uribe, and Fred Davies for bribery.
Yeah, we got the whole thing. Menendez is finally out there publicly. He spent a few days hunkering down with lawyers. That's where he's been, in case you're wondering. What can I say? What can't I say? What will or won't hurt me in court? Anyway, he took a few days with his lawyers and his people. He came up with some statements. Here was Menendez.
But I still will be the New Jersey's senior senator. For now, I want to address 4 things. A cornerstone of the foundation of American democracy and our justice system is the principle that all people are presumed innocent until proven guilty. All people. I ask for nothing more and deserve nothing less. The court of public opinion is no substitute for our revered justice system. We cannot set aside.
Yeah. Okay, I'm not playing his whole thing either. All right, let's set all that stuff aside for a moment. There are times in life where you know the truth pretty much right away. There are times in life where you hear the inkling of something and you know what did or didn't really happen. And you know why? Do you know why there are times when you just know, even when people around you don't? Because you know the people in your circle. You know the good ones and the bad ones. And here's what I mean by people in your circle. Your business. Your industry, actually. Doesn't even have to be locally. Maybe you work for a company. Maybe you're a car salesman. Maybe you work for Toyota. You sell cars. And I bet you money, you know things about the other Toyota dealers in your area. You know about their employees, too. You end up at the same big car dealership, big shows, big conferences, big this, big that. We got a conference in Chicago. Learn how to close like a star. And eventually you spend enough time in there, you will learn who the good people are, who the bad people are. Whatever your circle is, maybe you coach T-ball. Maybe you teach Sunday school at the church. I guarantee you know things about the church. Who's the elder that you think might have a drinking problem? Who's the Sunday school teacher? Might be going through a divorce. I don't know. You thought you heard her talk. You know the reputation. The people know the people in their circle. I will tell you this. I am new to this whole, you know, show business type thing, radio, TV. You know, I've lived a normal life. I've only been doing this for 5 years now. I had no idea when I started doing this how many real, unbelievable jerks there are behind the microphone and in front of the camera, and how wonderful some people are. There's almost nobody in between. Did you know that? And you'd never guess. Some of the ones you think are jerks are wonderful people. Some of the ones you think are absolute, you would think they'd be the most lovely people on earth, biggest jerks you've ever met in your life. And I'll tell you something. Everyone knows. Everyone in this business now knows. All the producers know. All the hosts now know. You know who the good guys are, who the bad girls are. In politics, let me tell you something. Everybody knows. Joe Biden has a reputation. It's been his reputation for, well, I can't speak for all 30 years because I haven't been paying attention to politics for 30 years. I could speak to probably about 15 or 20 of them. And I'm telling you, as someone who loves politics and pays attention, Joe Biden is well known to be a jerk to people. He's just a jerk. He's not a human being who cares about people. So he's going to say something really mean to his secretary one day. He's just, Joe Biden is a sociopath. He's a jerk now. He's always been a jerk. He's a jerk with dementia now. That's the only difference between Joe now and Joe 15 years ago. And there's something else everybody in politics knows. Everybody in politics knows that Bob Menendez is a crook. Everyone knows it. One, Bob Menendez is from New Jersey. Now, I understand the volume of people listening from New Jersey right now is large. The show is very big in New Jersey. I understand why the show is very big in New Jersey. The show is big in New Jersey for the same reason I have so many friends from New Jersey. Because people in New Jersey are rude. I am rude. Therefore, we all kind of get along here. So I like that about New Jersey. I like the sandwiches in New Jersey. I will argue that New Jersey pizza is, I'm not going to say superior to New York City pizza. I'm not going to say that, but it's certainly in the conversation. New Jersey can make some food. All right, so New Jersey, I hear you. New Jersey is a very corrupt place. Bob Menendez just getting elected senator in the state of New Jersey probably automatically meant he was corrupt in some way. But beyond that, Bob Menendez's reputation amongst everybody who knows is that Bob Menendez is a crook. Everyone knows Bob Menendez is a crook. You might have been shocked when the news dropped. I was not. And no, he's not going to be exonerated.
But as I have stated throughout this whole process, I firmly believe that when all the facts are presented, not only will I be exonerated, but I still will be the New Jersey's senior senator.
No, you probably won't. All right, we're done with all that. That's enough Bob Menendez stuff because I actually want to stay right there and talk about something else. There's an interesting thing that's happening right now, and I think this goes way beyond local. I think this goes national. The New York illegal immigrant problem. I could play you all kinds of different audio right now. I'm not going to. I could play you audio of Kathy Hochul that we played on Friday talking about, hey, the illegals need to go somewhere else. I could play for you all the Eric Adams audio. We can't do this. We're tapped out. The government needs to help. And I could go back and again go over something else we covered last week. Joe Biden came to New York City to raise money. He's running for president, came to raise money, did not sit down with Eric Adams, didn't even visit the hotel where all the illegals are being kept. Well, most of them, Roosevelt. He didn't do any of these things. I've been interested by this. I've been interested by what looks like a house that is dividing. I don't want to say a house divided, but a house that is dividing. And then I saw former New York Governor Andrew Cuomo say this.
Immigration, migrants are a federal responsibility. And the federal government has failed to manage the problem. But the plain truth is, New York City is overloaded. We cannot take more than we have taken. And the plain truth is, New York City cannot pay the bill for this migrant problem. Mayor Adams is right. This is unsustainable and it is unjustifiable. And it's not a New York City problem. It is a federal and a state problem first.
Now, all this has led me to think. I know it's a dangerous thing. I try not to do it too often. Shut up, Michael. But it's led me to think. And there's something bothering me right now. That is how lippy Eric Adams is, how lippy Kathy Hochul is, how lippy Andrew Cuomo is about the illegal immigrant problem. It bothers me, not because I care. It bothers me because that's not what we're used to seeing, is it? We are used to seeing from the system one singular lockstep message at all times. There aren't Democrats today that step out of line and zig when everyone else zags. Those are the old days. Those Democrats don't exist. So why is this happening now? Well, I think this may be a little preview to what's coming, and we will discuss that in just a moment. Before we discuss that, let's discuss this. Let's discuss something that helps me sleep well at night. You know what helps me sleep well at night? The sheets I'm sleeping in. I know you probably could have guessed that, but it would be something that I would be actually sleeping in. That's what would help me sleep well at night. Having an emergency food supply, that's what helps me sleep well at night. I don't like the way this direction is, the way this world is going, the direction, I should say, the world is going. It seems like these people are wrecking us on purpose, as we talk about all the time. And more than anything, the helplessness we feel, right? What do we do about that? Well, there's nothing we can do but prepare. There's nothing we can do except make basic preparations and try to be ready for whatever these people end up throwing at us. I have an emergency 3-month food kit for everybody who lives in my home, and so should you. That is a basic part of preparation. That's the bare minimum. Everyone in your home should be able to eat for 3 months based on just what you have in the home. All you have to do is go to preparewithjessekelly.com because they're 25% off there. Preparewithjessekelly.com. Go now.
Jesse Kelly. Back soon.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, and I feel terrible. I meant to announce this at the beginning of the show, and I completely forgot about it, so I'm announcing it now. All right. 10 minutes from now. 10 minutes from now, we're going to do a big reveal here on the show about, it's something you need to get your hands on, something undoubtedly you don't know about it. You're going to want it. 10 minutes from now, and no, I'm not selling it, so this is not, it's not for me. I'm not selling it, but I found out about it this weekend. You're going to want it. I already got my hands on it. I love it. 10 minutes from now, remind me, Michael, 10 minutes from now, I'm going to tell them about it. I just want to get back to this and finish this first. So I've been very interested watching Eric Adams yell at Joe Biden. Eric Adams criticizing Joe Biden publicly is a very big deal. The mayor of New York City is a big deal. President of the United States of America is a big deal. Those two arguing publicly is a big deal. And Eric Adams has had some very pointed criticism of him. Kathy Hochul just hit the news. We played it last week. Sorry, can't come. New York's completely full. It's not a direct criticism like Adams was. That's a big deal. Andrew Cuomo's not done with politics, remember. He wants to run again. Therefore, he's only going to say and do things that will give him a future. Andrew Cuomo's out there vocal. This is a vocal insult, even if it's not that direct, of Joe Biden.
Immigration, migrants are a federal responsibility. And the federal government has failed to manage the problem. But the plain truth is, New York City is overloaded. We cannot take more than we have taken. And the plain truth is New York City cannot pay the bill for this migrant problem. Mayor Adams is right. This is unsustainable and it is unjustifiable. And it's not a New York City problem. It is a federal and a state problem first.
So what are we seeing here? Michael asked, but in case you're wondering, Chris is gone. Chris, Jewish producer Chris, is gone for jury duty. Michael, what do you think the odds are he's going to do his duty and get on that jury? You know what? They're never letting him on the jury. As soon as they find out what he does, never mind. Anyway, back to this. So what are we seeing with the Cuomo and the Democrats? Michael, producer Michael, thought this is part of them getting rid of Joe Biden. They're trying to get rid of him. And I actually don't agree with that. Not when it comes to Eric Adams, not when it comes to Cuomo. I agree they're trying to get rid of him, but I think we're seeing something different here. And this is something we're going to see as we move forward. It will be interesting as this pops up. This is what I'm going to call a little mini wildfire. This is a miniature wildfire. Here's what I mean. For Democrats, for the system, this is a wildfire. You see, the system, you know why the system exists. Why do all these elites work with each other now? They all work with each other to protect each other so they can loot this country, so they can pillage it for all it's worth. That's why the system exists. The system exists to protect itself. And the people who are doing all this, it's all destruction. Everything they're doing, all this looting is bad. Everything they do is bad. Everything they do is with a bad, it all has a bad reason to it. There's never a good motive. There's never just some, you know, wow, what a benevolent guy. No, it's all bad. It's all nefarious. It's all destructive. And it's always happening all the time. Well, they understand at least a little bit, somewhat. They understand what everybody in power has always understood. They must have some of the consent of the governed. Not everybody. They know that the tip of the spear guy, they know you're going to hate them. They're okay with that. They can't have too much hate from too many people. So they're always trying to tamp down those efforts. That's part of this whole arrest of Bob Menendez things. They're always trying to tamp down those efforts. Hey, quiet down, quiet down, quiet down. That's what they're trying at all times. But the system, it's going to keep running into a problem, a little mini wildfire. And that problem is, in an effort to destroy everything, things are going to start getting destroyed. I know that sounds like an obvious point, but hear me out. It's a destructive, demonic, evil religion. So it's destroying everything at all times. Eventually, the people whose consent they need are going to look around and start asking questions for why it gets too bad around here. Then what's going to happen, because none of these people are loyal to each other, really. They're all selfish people. That's part of why they've chosen the religion of communism. They only care about each other. What they're going to do is they're going to start looking out for each other as the system fails this area or this group of people, as the system fails these union workers, or as the system fails New York City. What you're going to see is there's going to be a little wildfire that's going to pop up that's going to create a problem for the system, and the system's going to have to figure out how to tamp down that wildfire before that wildfire gets out of control. The problem is eventually, and I don't know that this New York City illegal immigration thing is one, eventually they're going to find themselves with the wildfire they can't control. And that is going to threaten the very system itself. When they've created too much misery in too short of a time span, that's going to be a problem. All right, enough of that. We have to move on because I have something I'm going to tell you about. I am so excited about this for me. I'm excited about me personally. I'm excited to be able to share this with you. So just give me a moment and I will tell you all about it. I'm also excited to share the big news about Rough Greens with you. You see, the big news is that we don't have to give our dogs empty, dead calories. We don't have to do that anymore. You see, your dog food, the dog food you give your dog, it's brown for a reason. It's brown because they killed everything in it. They killed everything in it so it would last a long time on the shelf. They probably sprayed that dog food with lard so your dog would even eat it. Did you know dogs won't even eat dog food unless you do something to it? That's how dead it is. There's no nutrition there. There's nutrition in Rough Greens. So get some and pour it on your dog's food. All natural nutritional supplement. Vitamins, minerals, probiotics. You'll see a difference in your dog's coat, his breath, his energy. Your dog will live longer. And they give out free bags. All you do is pay for the shipping. Call 833-33-MY-DOG or go to roughgreens.com/Jesse. It is the Jesse Kelly Show, only about a half hour away from Medal of Honor Monday. I love Mondays. You can email the show, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. jesse@jessekellyshow.com. Before we get to any more politics, I'm going to get to a bunch of emails and stuff like that tonight. I don't like doing this. I had mixed emotions about doing this at all. Here's what I'm torn up about right now. Whenever I have something that I think will probably make your life better, I want to share it with you. Okay, I want to tell you about it. At the same time, if I ever get the opportunity to do something or get something that maybe you haven't had a chance to do or get yet, then I'm not sure if I ever want to tell you about that because it seems braggy. You know what I mean? It seems I don't want to brag. Hey, look what I have. Look, I don't want to do that. But I got my hands on something this weekend, and I just wanted to tell you about it in case. I don't know if you'll ever have the opportunity to get one of these or see one, but if you do, you need to try it, okay? They're headphones, wireless headphones. They're Bluetooth wireless headphones, and when you press a button on them, you can't hear anything else except for what's coming through the headphones. They block out the noise that's around the headphones. I know. It's amazing. Apparently that technology is something that's out there now. UFOs obviously are real, but I got myself a pair this weekend. Weren't even that expensive. It's amazing. What, Michael? What? Do you have what? They've not been around for a while, Michael, because I've never experienced anything like this before. I put them on. I couldn't hear. No, you don't understand, Michael. I put them on. I could hear what was the music that was coming through, but I couldn't hear anything else. You know, yeah, it was something, man. It was so that's new. Honestly, if you ever get a chance, I know it's new. Get your hands on some of those. All right. Also, speaking of new technology. I hate to break all the news out there today, but it looks like it's going to be that kind of a day.
It's Journalist Jesse.
There's just no one better.
We love Jesse. He's the best.
Jesse, please kiss my baby.
Jesse, 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 Jesse.
Maybe you haven't heard about the 80-round mags.
It's time again to ban assault weapons and high-capacity magazines. If you need 80 shots in a magazine, you shouldn't own a gun.
Where does one get his hands on one of these 80-round magazines? Asking for a friend. Look, Joe Biden, how much clearer could he be?
Anyone who doesn't think that these kinds of engagements have a permanent effect on young children, in many cases older their entire lives, if they never had a bullet touch them.
Wait, what? I don't know what that last part was. Many times older than entire life, bullet touched them. I'm not sure what that was, but all right, quit. That's enough about the headphones and the new technology with the magazines and stuff like that. Stop. We're going to get dead serious here. Dead serious. We take our job as journalists serious on this show.
It's Journalist Jesse.
There's just no one better.
We love Jesse. He's the best.
Jesse, please kiss my baby.
Jesse, 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 Jesse.
Now, I've never worked in law enforcement. Actually, that's not true. I was a Marine Corps cop for about 6 months. But that's not real law. I've never been a detective, a state trooper, FBI agent, because I have both my parents, cop. I've never been in any kind of a law enforcement agency like that, but I have seen plenty of detective movies. I've read many detective novels, so I think I know a little bit of something about solving crimes. And one of the main ways you solve crimes is you look for patterns. You always look for patterns, especially when there's the same crime over and over and over and over again. You're always on the lookout for patterns. What if I told you I have identified somebody who's been at every mass shooting in this country?
After every mass shooting, we hear a simple message. The same message heard all over the country. And I've been to every mass shooting.
He's been to all of them. It's been to absolutely every one of them. Don't question him, boy.
Two of the great artists of our time representing the groundbreaking legacy of hip-hop in America, LL Cool J. By the way, that boy's got, that man's got biceps bigger than my thighs. I think he's
bad. It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Jesse at jessekellyshow.com. Jesse. Oh, wise when he says he was talking about Rage Against the Machine. In case you're wondering, it was September 15th. I was going off about all these old bands, all these quote rebel bands from when I was a kid. They all turned out to be a bunch of sellouts. And he was talking about Rage and Eminem. And the guy goes on and says, my question is, how do we live in this world if we follow the social shame system and we put our money where our morals are? I find myself, no matter how hard I try, still having to shop at Target, or I want to listen to Rage or Eminem, or drink Bud Light. He said, I always find myself feeling guilty after I fund these monsters. But sometimes it feels like there's no choice to put my money where my morals are. My family and I would like to have to, or would have to live like hermits living off the grid. Am I failing the anti-communist cause? Leave my name out of it. I brought this up a lot. Or I talk about this a lot with family, with friends. We've brought this up on the show of our social shame system is upside down. We already know that. What does that mean? That means our culture is upside down. We prioritize and incentivize everything that is wrong and bad, and we disincentivize everything that's good. Our social shame system is totally upside down. Everything in our social shame system points towards being a Democrat now. Got to be on the left or you're some kind of scrub, white supremacist, racist, idiot, that kind of, okay. So we have to start trying to shift that. Part of that is putting our money where our morals are, where we shop, what we watch, what we don't watch. And I get emails like this all the time about, Jesse, I'm failing at this. Jesse, this is where I failed at this. Jesse, the kids really wanted to go to this Disney movie this weekend. My daughters had been begging me for months, Jesse, and so I caved and I feel bad. Jesse, I went to Target. We needed some back-to-school supplies. I feel bad. Jesse, I love the New York Giants. I caved and I watched the Giants this weekend and I feel bad over and over and over again. Listen, I love history the way you love history. And something, one of the reasons I love history is this. It's, I like to try to put myself in the shoes of other people, how they lived, where they lived in their time frame. And I like to try to imagine how I would have conducted myself in those, in that era. And I like to imagine just as a human being, what it would have been like to live under that, in that era. For instance, this is what I mean. let's say your city's under siege. Pick your era, whatever. The year is zero. You wake up one morning, everyone's yelling and screaming. You make your way up to the walls of your city. You're completely surrounded by an enemy army. And you know, for the next months, year, whatever, you're going to be under siege. At the end of it, you might starve to death or be murdered as they kick into the city or burned to death or be taken in as a slave. Like, what does that feel like to live every day of your life? You wake up in the morning, you've got to brush your teeth, right? Go to school, talk to your mom. But what is it like waking up under that? And yet people have gone through that over and over and over and over and over again. What does that have to do with you and putting your money where your morals are? I will explain what I mean in just a moment. And then we're going to move on because we have a couple other things. Corinne Diversity Hires having a difficult time with something. We'll get to that and other things on the world-famous Jesse Kelly Show. But first, let's get to the world-famous Jesse Kelly meat. You see, my meat, that is why they call me Mr. Meat, is because of Good Ranchers. Good Ranchers is the meat company. They not only use American meat, all American sourced. That's very rare. Even the companies that say they do don't actually do it. Good Ranchers does actually do it. And the Good Ranchers people, they're our people. They share our values. You want to talk about putting your money where your morals are? You don't ever have to go outside of your morals for your meat, and you can have the highest quality meat there is and support American, and it's delivered to your front door. All you do is go to goodranchers.com. You pick out a box, any one of their subscription boxes. Pick out what works for your family. And when you use the code Jesse, you get 2 years worth of free ground beef. That's $480 worth of free ground beef. Go pick a box and start. It's just so nice having it delivered to your front door. GoodRanchers.com. Pick a box. Use the code Jesse. Enjoy your free ground beef. GoodRanchers.com. Code Jesse. What, Chris? We can make jokes. It's fine.
You got that right. The Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Monday, a Medal of Honor Monday. I'm so excited. I broke the technology news to you today about the headphones you put on your head. You can block out the sounds. I don't wonder what you're shaking your head for, what your problem is, Michael. Now, back to what the guy wrote in, and he was frustrated because he has to shop at Target sometimes, and sometimes he just wants to listen to Rage Against the Machine or watch the NFL or something like that. And I was talking about historically how I'm fascinated about the different experiences people have had having to live under, you know, a city under siege or this or that. You're going to have to be merciful with yourself going forward in this country. Moving forward, as we look, we're going to lose our way for a bit here. Let's assume, hopefully, let's cross our fingers. Let's assume we're going to get ourselves straightened out. We're going to get everything figured out and get back on the right path at some point. But we obviously know we're not on that path now. So let's assume we've got some time here where we're going to stumble a bit. As we live in a late stage republic and things kind of rot and crumble around us, we are going to have to, just as part of life, participate in some of these things in certain ways, and that's just the way it is. And sometimes, look, sometimes the decision-making is gray. Here's a good example for you. This weekend, it was supposed to be yesterday. Friday, the wife came. She said, hey, all the neighbors are having this big party. It was just a bunch of families having a big family party. One of those neighborhood things. Everyone's bringing food. Everyone brings a dish. Kids all run around, play, all hang out, you know, horseshoes, beer, whatever. But it was an NFL party. You know, it was NFL. They were all playing fantasy football, which I don't play anymore. It was an NFL party. And she said, well, what do we do? I know you're not watching the NFL anymore. Because, you know, I'm hardcore Giants fan, and I stopped watching all that crap, all that kneeling for the anthem crap. Stopped watching it. What were we going to do? Well, we talked about it. We were going to go. We figured, look, isn't community and neighbors and family and all the, look, we're not going for the NFL. Happens to be an NFL party, but we were going to go. Was that the right thing to do? I don't have any idea. I have no idea whether or not that was the right thing to do. We're going to have to learn how to exist in this world, all right? We're going to have to learn how to exist in this world. And that's going to be hard. There are going to be things we're going to have to participate in that kind of make us feel like we need a shower. Look, you feel like you need a shower? Imagine being Joe Biden's press secretary.
About the fundraiser. You know, we all understand these are off camera, but for the president to retell a story we've all heard him tell many times in full, is it any concern that he would fully retell a story in the same space, in the same event?
Sometimes we speak as well from here and retell a story. But look, you know, I think it's important to note that the president was speaking, as you said, at a fundraiser, and he was speaking from his heart. He was speaking about why he's decided to do this. And you hear the president talk about this, it's always incredibly emotional for him because he didn't have to.
Of course, that's why he told the exact same story. Apparently he's at some fundraiser. We don't have audio of it. He's at some fundraiser. And remember, the best part about this whole thing is not just that he told the story, it's that the whole story is a lie. What story is it? Well, Joe Biden, I'm sure you've seen him say it before, when he was asked why he chose to run for president, he said it was because of the events at Charlottesville. Charlottesville was that stupid protest that was, someone died at it, but other than that, it wasn't some monumental protest. It was a bunch of Black Lives Matter ones versus a bunch of, I think it was Proud Boys. And so it doesn't matter. Left wing versus right wing protests, it doesn't matter. But it was, you know, a protest. One person died. It's a protest. Person died. And Joe Biden gets out there and his campaign sits down and they decide, hey, it's for the best. If this is, this should be the reason we say we ran. So it's a total fabrication. Believe me when I tell you with 1,000% certainty, Joe Biden was not busted up over the events at Charlottesville. He never cared. And he always has said, that's the reason I ran. I wasn't going to run, but then I saw the events in Charlottesville. Only he gets to this party and he tells the story about that being why he ran. So, okay, that's the lie. And then I guess, from what I understand from multiple people, it was just, quote, a few minutes later, and he tells the whole story again, nearly verbatim. This is why they don't really want him to run again. And his most hardcore, most loyal surrogates are doing the best they can to try to get him covered, but it's not going to work.
He was on the phone 20 times with Hunter Biden's business associates. It was described as pleasantries, but is that appropriate?
Well, his associates said they were pleasantries, but I think it's appropriate to be a father to your son. And if your son is having a problem, and we all know the history of the problem that Hunter has with addiction, and he is being a father to his son, you don't impeach a man for being a father to his children.
Yeah. Joe Biden, Hunter Biden, Kamala Harris, this whole thing is going to end bad. This whole thing is going to end really bad. And look, if you want to feel better about something, because I realized that was all pretty dark, put a smile on your face. It's going to be entertaining to watch. It's going to be wildly entertaining to watch as we watch all this kind of collapse around us. But that's, look, when the regime is starting to crumble, we're going to have to learn how to live in it. We are going to have to participate in things we don't necessarily love. All right. One thing we do love is Medal of Honor Monday, right? Doesn't that always make you feel better? Little Medal of Honor Monday, that's coming up about, wait a minute, like 1 minute from now is Medal of Honor Monday. You know when it's coming up before Medal of Honor Monday? You improving your sleep because you have been sleeping with garbage sheets. Sheets that you did not purchase from MyPillow. You see, I know what you did. You just popped into Target real quick to grab some cheap sheets. Well, it just has to be something fast. MyPillow's Percal sheets are on sale for $35 for a queen size. They're normally $89.98. If all you need is a twin, you can get Percal sheets from MyPillow for $25. You don't have to stop at the garbage commie big box store. MyPillow has you covered for pajamas, slippers, pillows, sheets. They got freaking dog beds. Whatever you need, MyPillow has it. But right now is their Percal sheet sale. Now, here's what you have to do. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special square, and use the promo code Jesse. MyPillow.com, radio listener special square, promo code Jesse. Or call 800-845-0544. MyPillow.com, promo code Jesse. Percal sheets are the best. It's Medal of Honor Monday time, and that's coming up next.
This is an iHeart podcast. Guaranteed human.